And now this is a dictation for Ray, R-A-Y, Ward, W-A-R-D, June 24th, 38. Address as a letter to Dr. Moon, M-O-O-N, 463-1713. Dear Dr. Moon, follow up for Mr. Ward, who has advanced renal failure secondary to ANCA positive vasculitis, a recent flare-up around June, treated with Rituxan, R-I-T-U-X-A-N, with returning to baseline kidney function last visit in September. Recurrence of atrial fibrillation, cardiology, Dr. Berlin, B-E-R-L-I-N. Added amiodarone, converted to sinus rhythm, dose decreased now from 400 to 200. Remains anticoagulated with Eliquis and rate control metoprolol. Denies vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood melanin, good urine output without any changes. Denies incontinence, edema. Some degree of dyspnea and weakness at the time of AFib resolved. Presently, no orthopnea PND, no oxygen. Arthritis of the hands, no anti-inflammatory agents, no skin rash, bruises, no bleeding, nose gums. Review system is negative. There was no need to update a stress test or echo. Only EKG was done. Next paragraph, medication list review. Blood pressure, Norvasc, metoprolol. New medicine, amiodarone. Next paragraph, blood pressure 131.59, weight 168. And actually that's down from September, but he says to be eating well. Alert to the intestine 3, no respiratory distress, normal speech. Next paragraph, chemistries from January, creatinine 1.6, which is baseline. At the time of vasculitis flare-up was 2.6. There is a GFR of 42, stage 3, electrolytes, acid base, calcium phosphorus normal, low albumin 3.5, normal white blood cell platelets, hemoglobin of 13. He's known to have positive PS in Paul Anka, ANCA, with a positive antibodies, Myelo, M-Y-E-L-O, Myelo peroxidase. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. ANCA positive vasculitis. Next number, acute and chronic renal failure, good response to Rituxan back summer 2021. Next number, CKD stage 3, no indication for dialysis, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or pulmonary edema. Next number, atrial fibrillation, converted to sinus rhythm, presently on amiodarone. He understands side effects of side effects of lung and liver, not kidney. Next number, anticoagulation. Next number, blood pressure appears presently well controlled. Next number, continue chemistries in a regular basis. There has been no need for phosphorus binders, acid bases stable. No need for EPO trimming or intravenous iron. No need for changes in diet for water or potassium or acid base. We will update antibody titers. That will be 6 to 9 months from the treatment. The effect of Rituxan usually lasts 6 to 9 months. Some specialists use the rising titer as predictive of potentially recurrence. All issues discussed with the patient, end of dictation.